But I thought about to you this morning, it's just a big pile of rocks. But the thing that I found throughout the Word of God this morning is setting up a memorial. You know, Memorial Day is a public legal holiday in the United States of America and among its armed forces worldwide. It honors the U.S. citizens who have died in war fighting for the freedom that we now enjoy. And this day was originally set aside to honor those who died in the Civil War. And then later on, it was expanded to include all of the U.S. citizens who have died in any war defending our great country. And I want to tell you something. It's a day that we should never forget. As a matter of fact, in Washington, D.C., there stands, and some of you may have seen it, there stands a monument called the Lincoln Memorial. Anybody ever went there and had the opportunity to go see it? And called the Lincoln Memorial. And I begin to read up on this. It honors President Abraham Lincoln and the virtues of tolerance and the virtues of honesty and faithfulness in this human spirit. It was designed by a gentleman by the name of Harry Bacon. And the structure includes 36 columns, each column 44 feet high, made of Colorado marble. They surrounded the building, one of each state that comprised the Union in Lincoln's time. Inside, there sits a massive 19-foot statue of Lincoln that is made out of Georgia white marble. It sits on a pedestal of Tennessee marble and was designed by Daniel Chester French. The statue dominates the interior and looks eastward across a reflecting pool at the Washington Monument and Capitol. On the south wall, it is inscribed Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And on the north wall is his second inaugural speech. And above the two paintings, first, Reunion and Progress, and second, the Emancipation of a race. The cornerstone was laid in 1915 and was completed and dedicated on Memorial Day of 1922. And we have Lincoln Memorial to help us to remember that if you go there at any time, and something I would like to go see myself, there's a little small picture up there today that if you go there, it is a memorial to help us remember what a great man President Abraham Lincoln was. And to help us to remember the things that he accomplished while he was alive. Now, the thing that I want you to understand with me this morning is this, that a memorial helps us keep a memory. A memorial is designed to set up a memory for us to remember something that is significant, that has happened alive in our hearts, in our minds. There's things that have happened and throughout the Word of God that have set up as memorials. As a matter of fact, I was reading the other day throughout the Bible, there many time after time, that God has ordained that there would be memorials that are set up throughout the Word. He has instituted the practice of building and having memorials in our lives. So the thing that you've got to understand, that it is beneficial for us to remember the things that even Jesus has done in our lives. Although we celebrate a day of Memorial Day to remember the soldiers that have fought and the soldiers that have died for us, Jesus has instituted that we set up memorials in our lives to remember what he has done for us. For us to remember the times that we were desperate. For us to remember the times that we were in need and the times that he has come through. To you this morning, this may look like a big pile of rocks, and it is. But I want you to understand that throughout the Bible, he had them to set up memorials. He had them to set up remembrances of rocks so that they can go back and remember. It was at this place. It was at this location where God came through for us. It was at this place that God did something great for us. So he's instituted this, and it's beneficial for us to remember the things that Jesus has done for each one of our lives. How many of you this morning will just raise a hand and say that there's things that he has done in my life that I'll never forget? Amen. Come on, every one of us in here has got a hand raised and said, I remember the time that he's done this for me. In a biblical sense, a memorial is a sacrifice. It is a monument or an event that brings us into remembrance of something, again, that God has done. The word memorial in scripture comes from a word that means to prick. It comes from a word that means to pierce or to penetrate the memory. The Bible says that the memory of the righteous is a blessing. And it says of the wicked that his memory perishes from the earth. So that institutes and shows us the importance of remembering what God has done. So today, memorials are to aid a man's memory in keeping what he cherishes the most in life. The very first Passover was to be a memorial to the Jewish forever, the Jewish people forever. As a matter of fact, it would serve to remind them how God spared their firstborn and how he delivered them from the Egyptian bondage. You can find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 12. And I'll read it to you this morning. The Bible says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, and I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt," and verse 14 says this, "and this day shall be unto you a memorial." Are you seeing the importance that God saw throughout the Bible to set up memorials for people? "And this day shall be unto you a memorial." And it goes on, it says, "And you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." So in other words, every Passover that goes by, it should be a reminder to the Jewish people that it could have been their firstborn that died in the land of Egypt. Every Passover that goes by should be a reminder to the Jewish people of how God delivered them from the bondage with a mighty hand. As a matter of fact, the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, they commanded to take a pot and fill it with manna. They were instructed to do that so they would not forget how God provided for them. The Bible tells us in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 32, the Bible says, "And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill two courts to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot full of two quarts full of manna, lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna for 40 years until they came to the land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan." So God, what happened is God provided food for them to eat all of the years while they were in the wilderness. And it goes on, "Then they came to the Jordan River, and Joshua commanded the 12 stones to be taken out of the Jordan River and to be set up," here it is, "as a memorial of how God cut off the waters of the Jordan and allowed them to pass over on dry ground. He also set up 12 stones," watch this, "in the middle of the Jordan River to be as a memorial as well as the mighty hand of God." Saints, what I want you to understand this morning is he did this to keep it in their memory. He did this so that one day a little Jewish boy could be going by and he says, look at that big pile of rocks, Grandpa. What is this all about? What is the meaning of this? Who took time to pile up rocks in the Jordan River? And Grandpa is able to tell them, son, this is the time that God provided for us. See, he said, set it up so that you can tell your children's children's children that this was a time that God supplied the need, that God took care of you, that God did something great for you. And what does that mean for us here today? That means everything, that we must also build memorials in our hearts as well. Think about that. And I'm not going to be long this morning. I know the burgers are on the grill. Matter of fact, just come on up and get ready to help me here in just a moment. But saints, that you and I have got a job that if God has ever done anything for you, that it is important that we set up a memorial as a reminder. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about it's something that keeps a memory alive as a lasting evidence of something that is notable. Has God ever healed your bodies? Come on, somebody. Has God ever healed your bodies? Then set up a memorial to remember it. Has God ever delivered you anybody from alcohol this morning? Then set up a memorial to remember it. Has anybody ever been delivered from drugs? Then set up a memorial to remember it. Has God ever filled anybody with the Holy Ghost with initial evidence of speaking in other tongues? If he has, set up a memorial to remember that time that he's done it, that changed your life forever. It's important that we do this. Has God ever pulled you out of a deep miry clay and set your feet on a rock, on a solid rock? Can anybody testify and remember when he's done that for you? Come on, you just sang the song this morning. You just sang about it here just a few moments ago and you get excited about it. But I want to ask you, can your mind go back to what life used to be without him? Can your mind go back to what it used to be and how he reached down for you and pulled you out of a place of misery and set you on a solid rock and changed your life forever? Well, if you can remember that, then you've got to set up a memorial to remember what you once were and to remember that I'll never go back to that ever again. Listen, has God ever met a financial need for you? Has God ever showed up as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides for you? If he has, build a memorial. Has God ever made a way where there seemed to be no way? Come on, if that's you this morning, then you need to learn to set up and build a memorial. Has God ever opened a door for you that only he could have done, and it could only come from God himself? Then set up and build a memorial. Has God ever gave joy back to a grieving heart? Come on, anybody in here this morning? Then build a memorial to remember that. Has God ever restored that in your life that was broken and shattered to pieces? If he ever has, let's put our hands together and build a memorial of remembrance. Come on, you can't forget it. Has God ever blessed anybody in here this morning? Come on, anybody ever been blessed by God? If he's ever done something for you, get up on your feet this morning, put your hands together and say, I remember what he's done for me. I remember how he set me free. I remember when he saved me. I remember when he delivered me. Come on. I remember when he healed my body. I remember when he restored my relationships. Hey! You say, well, why do you go, hey? I don't know, but it feels good. Hey! Somebody try it with me. Hey! See, that's the thing, we've got to never forget. So many times people forget where they came from. So many times people forget where God brought them out of. So what do we got to do? Now just stay put.
I caught you off guard, didn't it? It kind of caught me off too. But think about this morning. Build a memorial of great things that God has done for you in your life. Saints of God, understand, y'all not hearing me this morning, aren't you? You got your mind on barbecue and tater tots and deviled eggs and all that good stuff this morning, but I want to get it in your spirit today. Don't forget about what God's brought you from. Don't forget about what he's done for you. Don't forget about the times that he's taking care of you. He's been good to us, saints. He's been good to us. He's blessed us beyond measure. When we didn't deserve it, God was still good to us. Hey, hallelujah. Just stay, remain standing because here's the problem. Here's the problem. We're living in a day and age where people get offended so easy. Y'all like that part. We're living in a day and time where people get so offended that a statue offends them. Where a statue, where a memorial, it offends me. And so because it offends me, it's got to come down. It's happened in my state of South Carolina. It's happened in my state of Texas now. And we've seen it. We've seen it just within an hour down the road from here. We've experienced it. People say, I get so offended because of this. If you're watching me by video, don't even get me started on this. But people get so offended, they say, it offends me because I remember back. You listen, first of all, you don't remember nothing of that. And second of all, I'm offended that you're offended about that. But what happens in our world today is we say, well, if it offends you, I'll take it down. I want to tell you something this morning. We are battling a spiritual battle as well. And if you're not careful, there's an enemy that's going to be offended about what God has done for you. And he's going to try his very, you hear me? Somebody better hear me. He's going to try his very, very best to bring somebody in your path that's going to start pulling you away from the things of God, pulling you away from church, pulling you away from the word of God, pulling you away from your prayer life, so that, you know what, that you'll no longer remember about the memorial that was set up. That day that he set you free will no longer be a memory in your mind. And that's what the devil wants to do, because he's so offended. I can't stand offended people. But he wants to get you so, he is so offended about what God has done in your life. He wants to tear your memorials down so that you'll never remember and you'll just always forget. See, I want to tell somebody this morning, I want to share with you, what is the reason, other than just building it as a memorial, as a reminder? Y'all getting this morning? Y'all liking this? Just as a memorial. What other reason is there to build something like this? Well, I found there's several different reasons. Number one is to increase your own faith. What are you saying, preacher? Too many times we forget the things that God has done for us in the past, so we have to have faith for the future. So it serves a reminder what God did here. So if God did it here for me 5 years ago, the next storm that I go through, guess what? God can do it here. And it builds my faith when I look back and say, you know what? I remember what he's done for me. Because there sets up other reminders. What is the purpose? So it can build my faith. But it's got another reason and another purpose to build a memorial in our lives. The second reason is to increase the faith of others. To increase the faith of others. To build so that it will encourage other people That, you know what? Let me tell you about a time, brother, that my life was in shambles. Let me tell you about a time that I didn't see no end. Let me tell you about a time that every turn I took was a crooked path. But let me tell you a time that God made every crooked path straight. And God opened up doors. And God opened up opportunities. And because if God did it for me, I know He's willing to do it for you. And the third reason that I found why it's important for us as Christians to build memorials. I like this part. Hear me. Is to give you victory over the enemy. Is to give you victory over the devil. Come on, it's okay to put your hands together this morning. To give you victory over the devil. Because if you're not careful, what's going to happen is the devil's going to begin to tell you that nothing ever really happened. That you can point him back to the memorial and tell him that God changed my life here. And God took me out of your grip. And God pulled me out of a miry clay. And God set my feet upon a solid rock. And you no longer have control of me. Come on, put your hands together one more time. Let's sing, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me.
I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget.